This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra, here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for. Well, on Friday, the markets did close with minor cuts following what was a range-bound session. We had the FIIs that net sold over 300 odd crores, DIIs that net bought around 1200 crores plus. Now, in terms of the global markets on Friday, we had the US markets which moved slightly higher on Friday's trading session, Asia which is mixed, SGX indicating a bit of a higher start. Brent crude, which was down for the second consecutive week, below $75 per barrel. Well, it is definitely a big week in terms of macros. We have the India CPI data for the month of May, which is due today, and that is estimated to be a sub 5% figure. Estimates are that will probably come in at around a 20-month low. The US CPI data for the month of May is due tomorrow, so do watch out for that. That is a precursor to the FOMC meet on the 13th and 14th of June. There is a 71% chance of a pause in the June FOMC meet, which will be the first time since early 2022. ECB is also meeting on the 15th of June, and there's an expectation of a 25 basis points rate hike despite a freshly declared Eurozone recession. Larger trend seems to be intact, so India did record gains, minor gains last week. It was up for the third straight week. A lot of stocks at fresh 52-week highs, the likes of Axis, Britannia, IndusInd Bank, IOC, Just Dial, Lodha, Max Health, to name a few. S&P 500 also has notched its fourth straight positive week, highest level for the S&P 500 since August 2022. So the largest trend seems to be intact, and there will be a lot of focus on macros this week. Well, this is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.